Ecclesiastes chapter 3, let's read verse 1 together. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. I want to minister this morning on a thought and do some teaching and preaching on God's time and seasons in our lives. You got to have a proper understanding that God is a God that moves in specific times and seasons in our life. We've got to have a proper perspective of the ways of God in order for us to understand what God is doing in our lives. Many try to figure out where they are at in their life. And many a times we only look at the here and the now, what we're facing, what we're going through, what we're being tried with, how we feel. How many of us know we go a lot of times based upon our feelings conducts how we act? Feelings are deceptive. Feelings are contrary to the Spirit of God. You hear many people say, well, I feel. Now, it's okay if you're going by what you feel in the Spirit. But when you go by what your flesh is making you feel, your flesh will lead you down the wrong road. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of that way are the ways of death and destruction. Trust me, there is a bridge that's out down that road that your flesh is leading you down. One man said, it's easy to go to hell, just do what you feel like doing. But you've got to fight that flesh. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me and on the path that I'm walking and leading you in, you've got to deny your feelings. You've got to deny your flesh. Listen, there's no good thing that dwells within this flesh of mine or yours. It is desperately wicked, this heart of mine and that flesh of yours. It is deceitful and desperately wicked. And the Bible says, who can know it? I've seen some people do some crazy things based upon how they felt at a particular moment. Feelings will deceive us. I want you to put that in your spirit. Feelings lead us in the wrong direction. Many of you are dealing with feelings, and me, I'm dealing with feelings and emotions on a daily basis. We are human. We have this flesh to deal with. Feelings can be a good thing, or they can be something that is very detrimental and bad for you. Feelings can bring you great joy, peace, excitement. Somebody said, I love the way I feel right now. Give it a little time, because there's changes in the season. Your feelings can change. Have you ever just felt like somebody describes this as an emotional roller coaster? God is not moved by your feelings. He knows your feelings. He has a compassion on how you're feeling, but God does not change the way he feels because of the way you feel. Our crying doesn't move God. Faith is what moves God. Where are we putting our faith in? We've got to understand God is a God that has all power and authority over everything. God is a God that moves in the earth. And whether we realize it or not, he has control. He raises up kings. And he can tear rulers down. He allowed Obama to get into office. He allowed President Reagan to get into office. He allowed Bill Clinton, go on and on and on. God allowed those men to be in positions of authority. And I don't know who he's going to give us with these next presidents, but I can tell you this, I'm not looking to them for my hope. My hope and my faith is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Listen, heaven and earth shall pass away, but this Word is where we got to be getting our faith from. Faith comes from God, and God is the Word. The Word was made flesh. God is the Word. In the beginning was the Word of God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God is the Word. We understand that when we hear God's voice, we should be hearing the Bible, the Word of God. And when we hear His Word, our faith should begin to grow because His Word gives faith to the believer. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Everything is going down but the Word of God. Everything will fail but what God has said. It is going to come to pass. If He said it, that's it. Some folks think they're getting away with stuff right now, but let me tell you, there's a season coming. There's a law that God has set in motion called the law of sowing and reaping. These are seasons. Solomon, this wise man, said there's a time and a season for everything. A season and a time and a purpose under the heaven. He was wise enough to understand that God is ultimately in control of it all. He is the one that dictates the sun coming up and the sun going down and the moon, amen, just hanging there in the heavens and the sun just hanging there. And we here on the earth, it just is there. Why? Because God said it. And if God said it, that settles it. It is not going to change. The Bible says in Genesis 8 and 22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and the day and the night shall not cease. God has set a law in motion, and we can see God in the seasons. While the earth remaineth, Genesis 8 and 22, seed time and harvest time, two different seasons. We like the harvest time. We like gathering it in. But unless you sow, you'll never reap. Everything that takes place in the seasons here upon the earth and in the life of men and women, especially us as believers, we need to understand in Ecclesiastes 3 and 11, if you go down another couple verses from the last verse that we read, Ecclesiastes 3 and 11, He hath made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He has, listen closely now, has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I've said all that to say this. Quit trying to figure out what God is doing. He'll show you when you need to know. He'll tell you and give you some insight. But can I tell you, God doesn't reveal everything to us. And there's a reason for it, because oftentimes we would mess it up. We will mess up the plan of God. And oftentimes God can't show us our future because, brothers and sisters, our future is something that He holds in His hand. He'll show you glimpses of it. He'll show you a little portion of it, but He does not show you the whole picture. How many of us know there's a bigger picture going on in your life? There's a plan that God has for you. There's a purpose. There's a season. There's a time for everything in our lives. And for us to understand that there is a way that God is taking you that you may not understand right now, but there is a plan and a purpose to get you to a destination that He has ordained for you. So that no man can find out the work that God is doing or making in your life from the beginning to the end. He knows it all. What we need to understand is we need some men in our day that are men and women of God of understanding and wisdom. We need people to be able to judge and discern the signs of the times. Jesus said, before my coming, I give you many different things that you can look to tell that my coming is soon here on the earth. You can tell and see the signs of the times with clouds coming in. You know that the rain, the thunder, the wind is soon coming. Amen? We can see all these things. It's good for you to understand that the timing and the seasons of God are all at His discretion. What season are you in right now? What season are you in? Now, a winter season is a dormant season. Doesn't seem like much is going on. No trees are growing. No fruits being brought forth. Why? Because it's a winter season. It's cold. It's dormant. Well, actually, it can be depressing sometimes. Unless you like the cold. I'm not one that likes the cold. Most of us enjoy the nice spring. Spring season is a season of what? New beginnings. New things are happening. Change is in the season. We can see us transitioning from winter season out of that long cold winter into a change of season where there's new doors opening, new things happening. And amen, I'm beginning to see things that I have not seen before. I love the flowers. I love the trees. I love to see the crops. I love to see the farmers out there planting their seeds and watering their seeds. And before you know it, you see them tending to their crops. And before you know it, you see the plants springing up. And before you know it, they come into the fall season. It's a season of harvest. How many like the time of harvest when we get to reap what we've sown? Bible says if you sow to the Spirit, you shall reap life. But when you sow to the flesh, we reap corruption. Oftentimes we misunderstand a trial when in actuality a trial is oftentimes us reaping what we've sown. I'm going to be honest with themselves and say, I might not be going through a trial. I might just be reaping what I've sown. We got to be careful where we're sowing to. Where are you sowing when you're sowing? Are you sowing to the Spirit? Are you studying your Bible? Are you praying? Are you witnessing? Are you being faithful to church? Are you loving your neighbor? Are you doing those things that glorify God? Or are you spending more time sowing to your flesh? Let's be honest today. Most of us, many of us, and I've been guilty of it at times myself, it's easy to sow to the flesh. I said it's easy to sow to the flesh. Sowing to the flesh is not a struggle. Just do what you want. Feed the flesh. Most of us here in America, we don't really lack for much. We're not really poor in this nation if you really want to look at the overall what it poor is. And I've been to some poor places and I've seen it. We've got it made here. We don't know what real suffering is, what real sacrifice is. But can I tell you, sowing to the flesh, the Bible says we reap corruption. It ruins lives. It destroys your relationship with God. We need people of understanding today to know what they need to be doing. You must know the will of God for your life and what season you're in. What season are you in? Are you in a winter season where it seems depressing and not much is going on and you look outside and it's cold and it's dark and it's snowy and it's just, there's not a lot of movement, there's no life? Can I tell you, it's only a season. I want to remind somebody, God is a God of seasons. He said, weeping endures for the night season, but joy comes in the morning. I want to remind somebody that might be in a winter season today. You might be in a time of weeping. You might be in a time of oppression and depression. It might be hard. It might be a struggle right now, and it might not look like much life is going on in your winter season, but I want to remind you that's all that it is. It's only for a season. God's got a new season right on the horizon. And I know you might seem like you've been in this season for a while, but it's only for a season. God's working in this season. God's working while you're waiting for your change. Job says, I'm heartbroken because of my children. I lost them all in one day. I lost everything in one day. Now I'm struck with boils. And he found himself in a heap of ashes and scraping the boils. And he got a wife that's telling him to curse God and die. You're losing it all. Everything's falling apart. He had friends that tried to come along and counsel him, but they had nothing good to say. Matter of fact, they made God pretty angry. And Job said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to trust him because I know that my Redeemer liveth. And brothers and sisters, can I tell you, God showed Job, I believe, a revelation that these problems weren't here to stay, that he was only going through a time and a season of testing and trial, and his season was about to change. These trials aren't here to stay, but we need people to understand what season they're in. 1 Chronicles 12:32 speaks of some great men of God. David was getting ready to come into power. Saul had been taken off the scene by God because of his disobedience to obeying God. And now David is being ushered into the position of authority, already been anointed by the prophet Samuel. Amen. In the midst of all of the brethren, Samuel said, no, none of these are him, Jesse. Well, you got any more sons? Yeah, I got a little redheaded ruddy boy named David out there taking care of the sheep. We know the story. God anointed the one that wasn't seen. He wasn't in the forefront. He didn't look like a king, but God looked upon the heart of David and knew that he was a man after God's own heart. David had a heart for the things of God, and David was going to fulfill all that God had put within his heart to do. Can I tell you, there's some things that God will put in your heart that you maybe never will share with anybody. You have desires to do great things for God. You have desires to, amen, be used mightily of God. I feel there's some of us that have seen some dreams. We've seen some visions. Hallelujah. Oh, you've seen some things that God has allowed you to glimpse into for your future of how He's going to use you for His glory. And you've been waiting, and you've been going through a time of preparation. You're like that seed that's in the ground. You've been buried. Amen. You've been hidden. But can I tell you, there's a season coming where there's going to be some water. There's going to be some sun. And after a little while, you're going to spring up out of the ground. We need people to understand you might be hid away and nobody may know your name. But can I tell you, He knows my name. He knows where I'm at. He knows what I'm going through. He knows what I'm facing. He knows the end from the beginning. I feel the Holy Ghost right now, feeling like someone's heart needs to be stirred up to understand you're in a season right now that you may not totally understand, but God's got a purpose and a time for this season in your life. Hallelujah. There's a purpose for what you're going through. Somebody said there's a reason for the season. You are being prepared for something greater than you can see right now. And I don't care how old you are, and the devil says you don't have much strength. You got a lot of gray hairs, and I'm getting quite a few now. But can I tell you, and it doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter if you're 60, 70, you're on Social Security, the devil is a liar. God can still use the young. He can still use the old. I said, when that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead comes upon you, you don't need your natural ability or strength to do a work for God. God will touch you with a divine power from above, and you'll do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you ever could think or ask, because of the power that is working through you and in you, brothers and sisters. The men of Issachar, 1 Chronicles 12 and 32, these were men that were going to usher David into his throneship, into authority. Can I tell you, even great men need men that will support them. It was a great measure of anointing, of wisdom and knowledge. I don't care if you're young or old. God can place His anointing on the young. He can place it on the old. David was young. Amen. And he had the anointing oil poured on him. And he did not get to see his full authority in that anointing for a little while. God can have a call upon your life from a young child. And you may be anointed to do a great work for Him, but you're in a season of being prepared for that work. The children of Issachar, these men, which were men that had understanding. 1 Chronicles 12 and 32. They had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of these men were 200, small in number. Many of the other groups of men that came to help David come into a position of authority were of the tens of thousands. But this was a very small group that God took notice of them, and they were recorded in the book of Chronicles as men that understood the times that they were living. Listen, I believe God has got some men and women in this day and hour within the church that understand that we are living in the last days and that the time is short and we must be about our Father's business. There's no more time to be sowing to the flesh. There's no more time to be enjoying your pleasure and your fun and your games. There's souls that are dying all around us. There are people that are lost and undone within our family. There are friends and loved ones and co-workers. Listen, the world is dying and going to hell. And we are the only hope, brothers and sisters. We are to be the witnesses here on the earth. We are the ones that are called to proclaim this good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to this lost and dying world. And we must be about our Heavenly Father's business. Too many have wasted time sowing to their feelings and sowing to their flesh. Let's be honest, I've done it myself where I've spent too much time doing other things. And let me tell you something, if you put something before God, He'll take it away from you. How many know King David suffered? He brought a lot of it on himself by bad choices and fulfilling the lust of his flesh when he fell into sin with Bathsheba and committed adultery and murdered one of his best men, Uriah. We know all the story of David and his pride getting in the way and his dependence upon his army rather than dependence upon God. We don't have time to get into all that, but can I tell you, we've got to make the Lord our trust. We've got to trust Him. We've got to look to Him. We got to look to Him in all that we're facing, all that we're going through. We've got to have a proper perspective and understanding that God has me in this season and in this time. I might not understand it. I might not see all the details. I might not understand all that's going on, but you are going through this season for a purpose, because God is preparing you for a greater work to do in the kingdom of God. God's got greater things in store for some of you. If you'll only humble yourself under the almighty hand of God and present yourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, and say, "Here I am, Lord. I want to serve you. This is my reasonable service. You saved me. You died upon the cross for me. You shed your blood for me. And I want to give you my life. Here I am, Lord. Use me and glorify yourself through me." In Jesus' name. That's the prayer that should be coming out of our heart if we're really submitted to the will of God and Christ being our Lord and Savior. These men knew what they should be doing to help David be in a position of authority. These weren't only men of wisdom and knowledge and understanding the times and the seasons and what needed to be done. You know, that's what I like about men that are in positions of authority, that know what they're doing. How many want a doctor doing surgery on them that's only been cutting on people for about a year? Trust me, the veterans, the senior doctors are going to tell you, "I've got this many years experience." And it gives you that peace, that confidence. He's done this for a while. But that young intern, whippersnapper comes in there, "I've been doing this for a year." You're going to be like, "You're taking me into surgery now? You're going to have a doctor watching with you?" Can I tell you, it's amazing how many people will let preachers and teachers preach and teach to them that have hardly no experience. How many people have we allowed to teach us spiritually that have not hardly any experience? Listen, I don't want a man preaching to me unless he's gone through something. I want a man that's been through it. Man comes to your house to do some maintenance and all of his tools are clean. I don't want that man doing too much work to the house. All of his tool belt looks clean. All of his drills look nice and brand new. I don't know about that man. Can I tell you what strengthens us in the faith is we've got to go through some things. We've got to go through some battles and some struggles. Amen. I can see some of you, you've gone through some hard times. You've got some scars in your life. You've got some wounds. Can I tell you, you have experienced some things in those trials that are going to be valuable for you down the road. I'm talking about you've gone through some seasons, but God has brought you through. I want to remind someone, weeping only endures for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Brothers and sisters, it is only for a season. God is about to change your season. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell somebody that's been in a dry season, God's getting ready to bring you out of your dry place. God's getting ready to bring you out of your despair. God's getting ready to give you the victory over that which you've been fighting. We need to understand Ephesians 5 and 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. These men knew what they ought to do, and we must know what the will of God is and what we need to be doing. Wherefore be ye not unwise, Ephesians 5 and 17, but understanding what the will of the Lord is for your life. We've got to understand what season we are in. We may not know that God has us in a season of growing and preparing us in His time to bring us to the next season of our life. God says, "I'm transitioning some of you." I said, "I'm transitioning." That's what the Holy Ghost has told me to tell you. Some of you are being transitioned. Not only are you going to see a manifestation in the natural of doors opening and bringing you into a greater height of blessings and prosperity in the natural, but first I must manifest this in the spiritual. I must do this work in you first. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's the way God works. He doesn't start from the outside in. He starts from the inside out. And can I tell you, if you can get this in your spirit and let it really begin to work, let it really begin to germinate, let this word really begin to take root and grow inside of you, faith will begin to manifest through you that I know that my Redeemer lives. He's not going to leave me where I am. He's not going to leave me depressed, downtrodden, broken, stumbling around through life with not much expectation of hope for my future. But I believe that we need to understand that He's going to do great things for those that put their faith and their trust in Him. He says, forget the former things and forsake those things which are behind and press forward to those things that are in your future. We've got to remember that God is a God of the here. He is a God of the now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And He said, if thou canst believe, thou shalt see the glory of God. It's our time. It's my time. It's my time right now. It's my due season. Hallelujah.